two aerospace giants claim foul play.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The defense contractor Northrop Grumman has dropped out of a major defense deal. Northrop Grumman and its partner, Europe's EADS, the parent of Airbus, say there's no point in pursuing the $40 billion deal. They say the Pentagon has rigged the bidding for Boeing. Marketplace's European correspondent Stephen Beard joins us live from London. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Bill.
I understand this is one of the largest deals in U.S. defense history.
That's right. It's a contract to supply the U.S. Air Force with 179 air refueling tankers. These are the so-called flying gas stations. Northrop Grumman and EADS actually beat Boeing to win the contract back in 2008, but there was a big political backlash at the time. The contract was withdrawn and put out to tender again. Now, EADS and Northrop Grumman say we're pulling out because the bidding is skewed in Boeing's favor.
Skewed how, Stephen? What are they accusing the military of?
Well, they say the DOD is already making it pretty clear that it favors the smaller Boeing tanker, and that in spite of the fact that many analysts say the Airbus tanker may be a better plane. Howard Wealdon, aerospace expert with the BGC Group, says EADS is right to feel aggrieved with the US authorities.
I think it is regrettable that what we're seeing here, and I fear, I loathe to use the word, but what we're seeing here is protectionism.
Pulling out of this potentially very lucrative contract, another big setback for EADS. Today it reported a net loss of around $1 billion for last year, largely due to problems with its super jumbo, the A380.
That's Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Bill.
Those losses at Airbus are not helping European stocks. Shares there are down 0.5% this morning. Earlier today, Asian stocks were flat, as they were in New York yesterday. The Dow lost 13 points yesterday and closed at 10,552. Still, 10,000 plus, that's a lot higher than where the Dow stood a year ago. It was exactly 1 year ago today that Wall Street hit rock bottom. Since then, the Dow has climbed back better than 60%, S&P 500 up almost 70%. The NASDAQ is 83% higher than a year ago. On the other hand, our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon, says compared to past stock market comebacks, the task of rebuilding is going more slowly than usual.
One ever so carefully placed shovelful at a time, Wall Street investors have spent 12 long months filling in the crater. At first glance, the progress might look impressive. Taken collectively, stocks are up 70%, but skeptics point out the market is really still 25% in the hole, measuring from the high mark set in October 2007. Jefferies & Company analyst Art Hogan suggests maybe the foundation is finally in place for some real gains.
I think right now we're pricing in the last 12 months, not the next 12 months. I think when we start looking ahead to what the next 12 months might bring, this market could find a path of least resistance higher, not lower than where it is now.
Since October, though, the market's been stuck in a tight trading range of just 10%, and Seaport Securities broker Ted Weisberg doesn't expect much to change.
It is a very unexciting scenario. It's terrible for business, and it's not very exciting for investors. But in my opinion, that's going to be reality, and that's how we have positioned our portfolios and our customers' portfolios.
Weisberg says digging out is likely to remain tedious work for some time to come. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information is at massmutual.com. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE.
One in eight people in America now use food stamps, more than ever before. Yet if you live in Colorado, there's a good chance your paperwork's not getting processed in 30 days. That delay violates federal law. From Denver, Colorado Public Radio's Zachary Barr has more.
Robert Rothfuss is disabled, and he's been on government food stamps for 30 years.
They've always been, you know, real punctual, and they've been real good, you know, to be with.
Until the past few years. You see, if you receive food stamps, you have to reapply periodically to prove you're still eligible. And a couple of times recently, Robert's been incorrectly cut off. Last month, he went to a local 7-Eleven, grabbed a bag of chips, and swiped his card.
I thought, you know, that I'd buy, you know, a small amount and then see if my stamps had shown up, and they didn't.
Rothfuss did everything right, says Dorothy Hervey at Colorado Legal Services.
In Robert's case, it appears that the information was never put into the computer system.
Rothfuss had even gone so far as to hand-deliver his paperwork 3 weeks early.
The clients are returning those documents timely, and they're falling into a black hole, and they disappear, and the county departments are saying, we've never gotten them.
Whether the counties aren't getting the applications or whether they're sitting in a pile somewhere, the outcome's the same. You lose your benefits. To get them back, you have to appeal. And around 15,000 people go through this every month in Colorado.
It's about how do we get these applications processed more effectively.
William Browning's in charge of the state computer system that determines eligibility for benefits, and many blame that computer system for these delays. And Browning admits that used to be true, but no longer. He says personnel's now the issue. He says there aren't enough caseworkers, and the ones who are working need to do so more efficiently. And he says the state is overwhelmed.
We're processing 34% more caseload than we were a year ago at this time, and yet we're performing 10% better than we were a year ago.
But the state agreed to process every application on time after settling a lawsuit 3 years ago. Its failure to comply means it could wind up back in court as early as next month. As for Robert Rothfuss, he's now back on food stamps after going 25 days without them. In Denver, I'm Zachary Barr for Marketplace.
Finally, Disney is creating an animated version of Rapunzel, but it's changing the name. The LA Times says Disney worries little boys won't see the movie if they think it's about some girl and her blonde hair. So the new gender-neutral title is Tangled. One retired Disney animator says changing the title of a classic like Rapunzel is, quote, beyond stupid. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.